Jeremy Bradley back here live from Houston, Texas. And of course, it's brought to you by our friends at Pricerazzi.travel. Flight prices go up and down more than the airplanes. Pricerazzi.travel helps you get money back. Register your email address at Pricerazzi.travel. Book flights on Expedia.com. And if they become cheaper in 24 hours, you could end up flying for free. Find out how to save on your Expedia flights at Pricerazzi.travel. That's Pricerazzi.travel. The Houston Ballet in full swing for the Nutcracker. I'm joined by the star of the show. Right?
I don't know if I'm the star of the show.
No, Christian, with the marketing folks here, and I've got to say that we were just walking through the building. There's a show tonight. The excitement is it's in the air. It's the holiday season. I'm going to put you on the spot. Sum up the Nutcracker in how many words should I give you? I'm going to give you 3 words.
I don't know if I can count that high. But, it's exciting. It's a spectacular... it's not three, but holiday tradition. That's what it is for Houston.
Let's talk about this because, you know, it almost seems like every city has the Nutcracker at Christmas. It's a staple. It's a tradition. What makes this one different, though?
I think it's different, maybe first and foremost, on the scale and the costumes, the choreography, and the way the story has come to life on stage. Stanton Welch, who's our artistic director, really leaned into the original story by Hoffman, the book, but then kind of exploded it in a fantasy way of not only did he re-choreograph it that really makes it come to life in a balletic way, but added characters to it where it's fun for all ages, and it's something real, and the colors of it are huge. The technology is huge. And so I think it's not something you can see in another city. I think that that what we've got here in Houston is larger than life. Biggest thing I've ever seen in the theater district here, and that's all Broadway shows included. But it's something that's built by Houston and for Houston. It won't go anywhere.
$5 million, you were saying, is the...
Yeah, it's a $5 million new production. Worked on it for almost 2 years. That includes the costumes, the sets, and some of the choreography time. But we have huge philanthropic support in Houston. Foundations, grants, donors really stepped behind it to make something that hopefully lasts for another 30 years.
And we're just minutes away from, is it curtain up? Is that what it is?
It's curtain up.
Curtain up. We're minutes away from that. And you were telling me that this show is, when you say Broadway quality, we're not talking, over the top singing and acting, but what do you mean by that, Broadway quality?
I think that the amount of technology that's in it and the sets and the costumes, I actually saw the sets when they were still in the warehouse being built. You walk up and it looks like a movie set. It's that detailed. The materials are that lifelike. If not, they're actually, a doorknob is actually a doorknob and whatnot. Wow. So it's not something that you see often in theater where it looks good from 50 feet away and then you get up close and you're like, hey, this is styrofoam. No, it's real deal. Really was built by some of the best scenic shops from around the world. People that have worked on Harry Potter and things like that the magic of it is very high scale.
Wow. And how many people are in the cast? Because I know there's 150 kids in the show.
Yep, so there's 150 kids in each show.
Where do you keep them all?
That's a funny question. So the Wortham Theater has a huge backstage area. I'll give that to the Wortham Theater. But some of them actually dress in our administrative building and run across kind of the breezeway to backstage because there's not space for all of them. And then we have our 59 full-time company dancers that dress next door. So there's not enough dressing rooms for all of them. But most of them will go through one, two, three, maybe even four costumes. So there's a lot of back and forth, although the little ones are just in one costume. So we try to make it easy for them if possible.
Before we got to the theater, we actually went through the costume area where you were showing me these rolls and rolls of fabric and everything. So there's entire teams here that are making sure these costumes are not only the right fit and perfect, but making sure that they're the same night after night. If a ribbon falls off or if something happens, you've got an entire department of people here.
Yeah, so we have, there's hundreds of people that worked on the costumes, but when it was coming down to the wire, there's over 30 people day in, day out, seamstresses, people doing dye work, cutting fabric. I mean, putting fabric on mannequins, the entire thing was done here in the building. And then, like you said, not only after the show gets up, your job's not done. You know, you get out there and you do a jeté, which is a jump.
And show it's us. Like,
no,
show
no,
me
no.
one.
I won't show you. But you get out there and do something, you're like, whoa, that didn't feel right. Guess what? You got to fix it. So you got to come back, and maybe they do remeasurements and whatnot, and make it work. But yeah, there's a lot of maintenance that goes on behind the scenes to make sure that, as the different casts, there's eight different casts in this one production, that that costume doesn't just fit you, it fits the other four people playing Sugar Plum Fairy. It's a lot of work.
Are you saying that I'm going to be playing the Sugar Plum Fairy tonight? Is that what's happening? Are you hearing it? We're going to live stream this. Kristen is breaking news here that I am starring in the Nutcracker in Houston. Is what you're...
Audiences will be very surprised.
Yes. My audience, your audience, everybody's audiences. What's one thing I should look forward to in the show tonight?
I think whether you talk to me or whether
your favorite moment of the show that you're going to say, hey, watch for this when it happens.
Yeah, so you'll see some in Act 2. You'll see these huge gates when the curtain goes up on Act 2. Ginormous. They literally fill the stage side to side, top to bottom. And if you wait a couple minutes into that scene, there are very small young dancers that come out dressed as angels, and they're stinking cute. So look for that.
Look for the stinking cute, not stinky cute angels. All right, so we're going to head in. It's packed here. The excitement, it's just such a great environment. It feels so Christmassy. Houston.jbonair.com. We've got pictures from our tour of the building. You can see that costume room. And Houston.jbonair.com. We'll be right back from the Nutcracker here in Houston, Texas.